Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and good sight through the blind. My baby loving cause the sun to shine. She must be a little
bad. A little SRV bringing us back. It's a little Stevie Ray, the late great Stevie Ray Vaughan. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ellen Rohr. Ellen, I need your website, please.
EllenRohr.com. ELLENROHR.
And folks, that last name is not for nothing. I'll tell you that right now. Talk about
like a lion.
That's exactly right. So check it out. All the books are there and all the things that she does. We're talking about this new campaign that HuffPost is working on called Talk to Me, about encouraging everybody to go either up a generation or down a generation, or back maybe I should say a generation, go back a generation, and videotape through the Facebook FaceTime a conversation, right? Get both faces in there, right?
Right, get both faces. Now you can do it on Facebook has a live feature. I think it's Facebook.
Did you have to help your mother set that up, or could she do it by herself?
Oh, she can do that by herself. And ours is very. My sister just held the camera, and we did Facebook Live, and then it records it and puts it on your Facebook page. You can be my Facebook friend too, Ellen Rohr.
Yeah.
And on my latest blog on my website, I've got this video. But it was so cool to give me a chance to ask her these questions and learn more about her, and she got such a kick out of it. She kept asking me, how many views do we have? But see, that's what's so cool about this.
What did you learn from your mother and during that time that you didn't know before?
She said, I wish I'd been more flexible, and I did not expect that word. And it seemed to me she had, you know, everybody goes through stuff like, you know, as we were sharing at the break, if you live long enough, you get humbled. There are ups and downs. It shapes your character. And she'd been through a lot of, you know, she lived a long time.
Yeah.
But for her to say that, to be more flexible, I think there are things she
very introspective.
Very introspective,
wasn't it?
Yes. And, you know, to let it go more, what difference does it make? It's going to be okay. It's
fine. Can I stick another thing in here, folks? If you're Talk to Me campaign or not, whatever, do it if you can. But if you got old folks that are part of your life, you should go talk to them. Even if their mind isn't great. My mother, I'd go visit her. I was in charge of her life, so I saw her all the time. But I would go by and visit with her, and she couldn't remember if lunch was next or supper was next. Okay, she didn't know that. But we could be in the moment, and we'd visit for 45 minutes, and she'd ask me the same question 6 times, and that was fine. But invariably, Ellen, I mean without exception, either once or maybe even twice during that 45 minutes, she would say something very profound, like what your mother said to you.
Yeah.
And one time we were talking, and you just have to pay attention. You have to stay with it. One time she said to me, son, what do you think the meaning of life is?
Wow.
Yeah. So what your mother said about you know, would she be more flexible? I mean, I never heard my mother contemplate things like that before. Mm-hmm. Well, the meaning of life? I didn't know she even thought about it, right? But she asked me that, and I said, and it kind of, like you said, I went, wow. And I thought about it for a second, and I said, well, Mom, I think it's love.
Oh.
And she said, I think you're right. And then we were off to the other question. She'd asked me 6 times already.
You have the winner
moments.
Dinner answer. That was a lovely answer.
Well, it's got to be because it's maybe the only thing we have that's infinite, right?
And so that love and that, you know, that connection between generations, you know, like there are some of these videos that it's a younger generation. And I just saw an awesome speaker named Ryan Avery talking about the millennials and generalizations. We've talked about, you know, intergenerational things before. There are stereotypes that we can buy into, but still it comes down to love and respect and understanding. And it's interesting to actually ask a young person's opinion, because a lot of times we do want to share from our experience and strength, and they have insights that we may have forgotten.
They need to learn that the respect goes both ways, too.
Yep.
But here's the thing, and I think I may have told you this before, that I always say, before I ever start talking about millennials, I always say this because I feel this way. I mean this. As maddening as they can be, they may be the best humans we've ever raised.
And the guy, Brian, says in his speech, you made them.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, as far as quality human beings, they're probably the highest quality individuals. As far as their values and things like that, I think they're the best people we've ever raised.
Well, they're certainly challenging the status quo. They're certainly...
That's the maddening part. Hey, Ellen, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here.
Oh, no! It's ElleanRoar.com. ElleanRoar.com. Love, love, love.
You too. Come back soon. Ellen Roar, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. Don't unbuckle those seatbelts. She's not gone yet. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.